Good evening, Abbo Isai. Good evening. It may be a little bit ironic, the fact that I'm going to start share with this, being a few minutes late, but I saw this Moedig Avot, and I just want to share it with you. It's almost unbelievable. It's such a beautiful, it's a new thought for me. Parsha Chodesh. We know that this Shabbat is Parsha Chodesh. And we know also that it's the first mitzvah that's given to Klal Yisrael as a whole. As soon as Klal Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim, the first mitzvah pretty much, depends a bit how you look at it, but pretty much the first mitzvah that was given to Klal Yisrael is Kiddush HaChodesh, how to count to the Rosh Chodoshim, Chodesh Lechem Rosh Chodoshim, how to make the calendar, how to make the Chodesh, and it was the first mitzvah was given to Klal Yisrael. It's very noteworthy that the poskim ask why is this mitzvah more than any other mitzvahs? Why is it about Kiddush HaChodesh, making the luach, making the calendar, making Rosh Chodesh? What's exactly the point of it? So the many mafarshim take the approach about the levana, the moon going bigger and going smaller, like Klal Yisrael going bigger and smaller with nisyonos. Sometimes we're going strong, sometimes we're going a bit smaller, new challenges, etc. That's one mahalach. But I saw something new today in Emreb Zekel Polak. Hevzekel Polak Shlit is dying in Antwerp. Happened to know him a little bit. He's a very, very choshva Talmud Chacham and a dying in Antwerp. And Hevzekel Polak says that actually more than anything else, it teaches us maybe that you can only get the mitzvahs, you can only get the Torah if you understand and appreciate the value of time. If Klal Yisrael would have just given the mitzvahs without the Rosh Chodesh Hazeh Rosh Chodeshim, he would have, before anything else, he needs to know the value of time. Time. Once you know time, this is a day, this is a week, this is a month, this is the value of time, then afterwards you can continue, you can proceed and be mekabel the mitzvahs. Chodesh Rosh Chodeshim teaches the value of time. And Chofetz Chaim apparently was said that people think that that time is money. People say time is money. So that on the contrary, I feel that money is time. Sometimes money can buy time. There's nothing more valuable than time in a person's life. And so Rebel Pavarsky says that his father, Reb David Pavarsky, he said that he used to have a very, very early kvias, just to finish off with that story. He used to learn very early, very, very early in the morning. He used to learn before Shachis in Beis Medrash. And he used to come every day really early to learn for an hour. And instead of coming once, it was 6 o'clock in the morning, he started learning. Instead of coming once at six, he was outside the Beis Medrash at 5 to 6. And he didn't penetrate, didn't enter the Beis Medrash at 5 to 6. So they asked him, why are you not going in? He was waiting outside before he started learning. He was waiting outside, he waited outside for 5 minutes. At 6 o'clock, he went into the Beis Medrash and he started learning. So they asked him, why did you wait outside? So I'll tell you why. Because if I come in at 5 to 6, so I'm going to be like 5 minutes here, 5 minutes, 5 minutes ahead, 5 minutes ahead. And then maybe tomorrow I'm going to come to Beis Medrash at 5 past 6. I'm not valuing 5 minutes. Once I've made that breach in time, I don't value time enough. Then it could go either one or into both directions. So Dafka Bashir didn't want to go into Beis Medrash 5 to 6, learning additional 5 minutes. Because well, if I come once at 5 to 6, maybe next day I'm going to come at 5, 10 past 6. The money won't be, the kviyas won't be the same exactly. So I want to share this with you. Chodesh Rosh Chodeshim, what the first message could be that Klal Yisrael was given. Having said that, we are ready for page 170, Siman Shin Beis, a new topic altogether. And, the halachas is actually based on kibbutz and libun. It's a new topic altogether. We're going to go Siman Shin Beis into various topics. There's actually a few topics are mentioned. It is not a direct continuation of what we're learning in Siman Shin Aleph. Shin Aleph was a long siman which discussed what you're allowed to carry, what's considered wearing, what's considered carrying. We're discussing that extensively. Now this is moving on. It's not a direct continuation. And this discusses the halacha of Nikui, the Kippul Abgodim and Shabbos. Again, very relevant halachas. About folding clothing on Shabbos will be discussed. And we're going to be starting off with shaking clothing on and garments on Shabbos, as well as mutar also. And here we're learning Siman Shin Beis. Tine Nikui veKippul Abgodim b'Shabbos says the Shulchan Aruch as follows: Hamanaya, somebody who shakes, Hamanaya Tolis Chadosha Shchoira, Haminatal Sheoleo. Somebody who shakes off a Talis Chadosha, a brand new garment, Shchoira, black garment. Talis of it means a garment. Hamanai shakes it off. a brand new talis chadasha, shchoyra, black new garment, mina talchel, there was a bit of moisture, rain, there must have been something, but it was a bit wet, and he wants to shake it off, mina talchel, chayiv, he's chayiv mina toira, he's one of the lamet on the melachas of shaking off, shaking the wet piece of kut, shaking it like this, chayiv mina toira. Shania, because shaking off the garment, yofelo, it is good for it, it sorts it out, it cleanses it. Kamoi kibbutz like kibbutz, like when you're washing, really are doing the same thing. Imagine, what you're really doing is you're removing the wet from the garment, and that's really what you're doing. And that's like, it's for garment, is basically like doing kibbutz like a meister kibbutz. And therefore you're also in our Torah to do so. This is Shemak Pidole, we're talking about one particular person, one particular garment, Shemak Pidole, Shalilov Shabbat. It is talking about if you tend to be makbid and careful to shake it below a new without, you wouldn't normally wear it without it. You give it a good shake before you put it on. You shock it properly, geherik, before you put it on. And if you're normally makbid to shake it off to give it that fresh look. So if you do that before you're wearing it, chayv in atoira. Mishneh Berurah explains that, Mishneh Berurah explains if cotton base, what does it mean, a new garment? Chadosha, making a new garment is considered im lo nishtane bo adayin habe, im lo nishtamesh bo adayin habe, it wasn't used extensively. So nira bo chidusha, it still appears pretty new, and it looks pretty new. It doesn't have to be brand new, never used. Could have been used already, but it still appears to be pretty on the new side. If cotton beish choyer black, aval chiv v'sum keles lomba, if it's not black, then the issa doesn't apply. What's the reason over here? The bechadosha v'shchoyer minkra yipel eden you. If it is black garments, by shaking them off, you're gonna show that it enhances the fact that you're shaking it. If it's got different colors, maybe not. What we're talking about, the reason is when it's talking about shaking it, that it appears, it gives it a fresh look, and that's why it's also. But if you are, normally you wear it without shaking it, so you've got a coat, and you don't normally shake it before putting it on. So then, without shaking it, you normally put on without shaking it. Then, then you're allowed to shake it. It's only also, if you always shake it, then you mustn't shake it. If you sometimes shake it, you're allowed to shake it. Continues the Ramah. We're going to get more clarity in the Ramah. We'll get more to that. We'll give it one more minute. Says the Ramah, for Konchkin shall also deny beged shenosha b'mayim, any garment, says the Ramah, that is soaked in water, oy, sheyodul of kshamu, that was rain on it, for dafke beveged chodosh shemak betolov. This is only be the garment which is new. And your makbidali, the new garment. You don't have to shake off if it's gone wet from the rain or wet from any moisture. You're not allowed to shake it off a new garment. But yes, Oymun says the Ramah continues to also deny. You're not allowed to shake, says the Ramah, beget mina ovok sh'olov makbidalov. Not only rain is a problem, but in fact, any clothing that has, never mind moisture, but if it's got dust on it, and you're shaking it off, it's also v'toiv locho sh'dvarov, and one should be makbid on that. But, and that's what the Ramah is important, if there is feathers which are on the material, on the garment, you're allowed to take them off. If feathers are okay, it's only if there is something which is more intrinsically on the garment, which is more firmly attached, by shaking it, like the moisture, water is in the garment, by shaking it, I'm labbing it, you're doing kibbutz. If it's just a feather which is on top of it, even if it's slightly attached, it's not a problem. I'm concerned I'll forget, that's why I'm pointing it out over here. The post can speak if you've got crumbs on the garment. The post can speak about what if your trousers have got crumbs, even slightly more sticky kind of crumbs, yeah? So, are you allowed to shake it off or not? And the poskim all unanimously agree that it's mutter. It's no different than a feather. If you're allowed to shake off the thing from the feather from the garment, similarly also crumbs, you're allowed to shake off crumbs from any garment, because that's not included in the melach of kibbutz over here that is mentioned over here. Now let us get more clarity over here in Mishneh Berurah Sifkot and Gimel, which is the third line. There is no real in this instance where the rain is on the garment. It doesn't make a difference as to whether it's black or any other colors. It's soaked in a lot of water. You got a garment which is soaked in water. Everybody tends to shake off the garment which is wet, and therefore it is also, according to all opinions, and it doesn't make any difference what color the garment is. If you're shaking it from internal wetness and moisture, it's also v'yesh b'zeh mishum schita, and you're over on schita as well. So now, this is your answer here. Here we go. Here is the answer. There is an element of schita. This is the kippus, which has in it, the Mishnah Berurah points over here. There is so v'yesh mishum schita. You are doing a ma'aseh schita. So there is an aspect of libun here. But in the scenario of shock, you have a sweat. What would be a good case? Naftali, can you think of a good case? You're shaking off a garment, something which got wet, and you want to put it on again. What would be an example?
A jacket.
Okay.
A coat.
Very good. A coat is excellent. Okay, you got a coat, and you went to a kiddush with a coat, and it got very wet. And now you want to walk back with it, and it's just sopping wet. You want to just shake it off before you go back into it, and you walk home with it. So now the fact that you're shaking off this coat, it could be a black coat, a navy coat, could be a grey coat or a white coat, could actually be a pink coat for that matter, and you're shaking it off now because of its internal wetness that is inside it, is chayef. You're doing a ma'aseh of schita, you're removing the moisture from the garment, and therefore you're also. It does not make a difference of here. It doesn't make a difference in the color. It doesn't make it
absorbed.
Yeah.
So you've got a rain
good.
Coat.
Good. That's the word. Absorbed. Yeah.
Has to be absorbed.
Yeah.
So a rain coat which doesn't
absorb it. So that's a good question. That's a very interesting question. Mr. Weiner asked the question. What happens? He's lomdish. Talking lomdish. You're saying what is the difference between the noitzois, between the feathers which you said is mutter. Ramos says feathers mutter. And the rain, what's the difference? So Ms. Van explains, and that's takapshat, that it's absorbed or not. To be a bit more specific, I'm going to quote the words of Mishnah Berurah just to be able to help us defining your question. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Zayin says, Mutala, if you look in Mishnah Berurah Sifkot later, Sifkot Zayin, Mishnah Berurah says, She'ein doim lilibun, she'ein anoit says tchuvin besoichoy, the feathers are not firmly tchuvin,
embedded,
that's right, thank you. K'moyam, I'm like the water. The water is embedded. Feathers are not embedded. We're off in the dust. They stand on top of it. Therefore, it's mutter. So here we go. The distinction between the feathers and the feathers and the water is a feather you have to shake off because it's oim din melemalo. They are lying on top. However, the water, you have to if somebody shakes off the water from a garment, is oim mishum schita. I don't know if it's the rice or not, but it's only over mishum schita because the water in the material is absorbed. So it's absorbed in the garment. It's not over the melamala. It's not on top. It's in the garment, and that's why it's also to shake it off. So the question is going to be, Mr. Vine, then therefore ask the question: what's the halacha? Therefore, if you've got the brand new materials which are made at what are they called? The modern
Gore-Tex,
whatever they're called, that they don't tend to absorb the rain. It tends to be repellent, and it doesn't actually get absorbed in the garment. And therefore, based on that, Mr. Van wants to shake it off.
But if you leave it for a while, it will get absorbed. But if there's a new thing called shake off, which you literally, as soon as they get wet, shake off, it's completely dry.
Right.
Right. But if you leave it...
It will. Very interesting. Okay, what do you tell? What's going to be the halacha there for?
If it's not absorbed,
it should be mutter.
Yeah.
Very interesting. Does everybody agree to that? What do you tell? Gideon? Yeah, what do you tell?
Achana?
No, because it's for Shabbos. You don't want it wet now. Good point, but I think that achana will only be if you're preparing it for Motzei Shabbos. Here, you want it... You're going back into it now, right? You're walking back from the Kiddush. You're right, Ms. Nobis. Melini's right. If... Pshat is that you don't need it on Shabbos anymore, and you're just saving it from getting. So then it's definitely achona, I agree. But if your pshat is you're walking, you want to walk back on a dry, in a dry coat rather than a wet coat, and so it's not achona for later, it's you're sorting it out for now, that won't be achona. But is there schita in that or not? Is there schita in that? What do you tell her? No, apochi machshuvim? What do you tell her? It's not absorbed.
It's going to be worn in a time frame that it will be absorbed.
So, I want to tell you what my suffix is, and I do not know, I didn't see the poskim discussing it, so I'm leaving it as with a question mark, okay? It's an open-ended statement I'm making over here. I know that in many countless areas of halacha, we often say, even in Shin Beis we find, that einonu bekiyum, we're not always exactly sure where the border is. If you tell me, this is a material that will not absorb any moisture, that's it, it's like metal. It's like metal. It's not absorbing anything. Then I would say, okay, I can hear, and chances are that it's going to be mutter to shake it off because it's not absorbed. However, you're telling me that it is something that actually, with time, it does absorb. We're just trying to get rid of it so quickly that it doesn't have a chance to get absorbed. So my argument would be that it's like, that means that, technically, what is happening is that every second there's a little bit getting absorbed, and just after 10, 15, 20, 30 minutes, it's completely absorbed. But there's something happening gradually and slowly. If that's true, what I'm saying, then you're going to tell me there is a little bit of something getting absorbed gradually and slowly. So if so, I would say then, okay, we all agree, after 10 minutes, it's been absorbed already, it's wet. Internally. After 5 minutes, not sure. And after 1 minute, that. So pshat is then we don't know. So I would argue that it's einon bekiyum. We don't know exactly when it's enough absorbed within the material that you're going to say it's actually also. Is it after 2 minutes? Is it 4 minutes? We're then unsure when is it going to be okay, when not. And therefore, I would assume that it's always going to be also. That's my thoughts. Yeah. Yes. It's going to be also. No, so it, right. So what happens is normally you're going to take it off and so if your action is, so that goes with the general rule of Hilchos Shabbos. It depends what your action actually is over here. What are you actually doing? If your action is in Meisah of trying to remove the moisture, the wetness of this sopping wet hat, which got spoiled and it's breaking your heart because it's gotten so wet. So if you're trying to actually remove the water from it, yes, you're talking about Hilchos Shechita, you're talking about Shimshin Beis, you're talking about potentially on an Issa. However, if it's just the inevitable action, Chazal never will matzich you to keep the hat on your hat on your head all Shabbos. You're allowed to remove it naturally. You're allowed to be a mensch, you're allowed to be a yid, and you don't have to wear the hat the whole Shabbos. You don't have to. So you're going to take the hat off, and by doing so, yes, inevitably, some of the water is going to drop off. That will be a psikesha. It's going to be a psikesha. Okay, no, to shake it off positively, that probably would be also.
It must be quite vigorous to do it.
Yeah, no, when it's very wet, I know what he means. When it's very wet, any movement will. Yeah. Yeah, no, I know. Even sometimes, what popped in my mind last time, it was really wet. I took it out, and I was even thinking about schita just by holding it. When you actually hold the edges of the hat, by just lifting up, you feel that you're squeezing it. And so it occurred to me that maybe there's schita even with just by removing the hat, because you're squeezing the edges of the rim. And then it's as much as schita. When it's really, really, what do you tell, Anna?
It's like taking a sukkah roof off and the water goes on the grass. It's saturated anyway.
It's saturated. It's saturated, it doesn't make a difference. I hear. Yeah. Yeah, okay. Anyway, as far as you're going, if you're doing a positive shaking of your head, then I agree that it's probably a problem. But by just removing the hat and something is going to drop, it's going to fly into all directions, that, I would argue, it goes within psikresha to lo nichele, it goes within psikresha to leechpasle, it was going to a gather of something which is. I know what you're saying, but it's not your action. It's enemies chaven. Maybe it's many enemies chaven. Yeah, I know. But your action is an action of removing that hat from your head. That's what you're really doing. True, some water is gonna get, but it's not gonna help much. That little bit is mama should. It's a mute chain and nicker. It's
snow.
Yeah. You're not shaking it off. You're just getting. You're just taking it off. You're not getting the snow off. You're getting the shoes off you. And that's.
You've got snow, like you kick the wall.
Snow is not. Yes, I would argue the snow is de melamalo. The snow. It's the snow. But when you're kicking the shoe, when you're shuckling the shoe off, what you're doing is you're getting the snow off, not the moisture in the shoe, I think. Okay, obviously we're going to continue. Now with regards to, so that's, it's an important halacha though, that it's important halacha to remember that there is this chita of removing the moisture from within the garment. What about a brush? Brushing something on Shabbos. Brushing. So you want to brush your jacket, which got a shtickle, shtickle dusty. Yeah, exactly, the ketchup, yeah. Now that's from the pizza, so, you know. Yeah. It's a barbecue, okay. What are you going to do there? So brushing off. So here we have, does it make a difference, the fact you're using a brush rather than shaking it like this? Does it make it better, worse?
Isn't that sort of dry cleaning?
Absolutely. It says the bi'alocha, and it's an important bi'alocha. He brings the borscht. And the borscht is a German word for a brush. If you look in Bialocha, third line from the side, Lochosh Dvorum, Hainu Afilu Biad, the new Hainu Biad, for Kolschke, and even more so, Ale de Klische Körin Borscht, Oi Matalka, I don't know what Matalka what language is, but it's obviously talking about a brush. If you're using a brush, you're potentially over on the Reisa on Shabbos. So that's a key halacha to remember. Pardon? Yeah, I am.
So,
why are you doing it otherwise? No, you're right. What happens if it's not? Why are you doing it? You're just brushing off. I would probably. I hear your question. Mr. Billy wants to ask a shayla. That's an interesting shayla. What happens if you're using a brush? Let's say you've got dust, which are crumbs, which is on your trousers, crumbs on the trousers, chal on the trousers. I don't know. Crumbs, which we said earlier, crumbs. What's that loch of crumbs?
Mutter.
So now you take a brush on the side. You want to brush off the crumbs. So you have to do that or not?
Is a brush like a sieve, more of a professional item?
So I would probably think that I agree with you, and I think that a brush probably becomes muktzah now. It's a klisha melachto leisa. I'm not sure, but I'd imagine that the brush is probably klisha la malachto leisa, and therefore becomes musa muktzah and also betiltol. I would probably think so. What do you think? Do you agree? Yeah. Okay. One could argue. Good. And that leads us to very quickly see base haloiki yibolus shal gabi b'godim. That's fluff of fiber. It's called yibolus. Fluff of fiber. So if you've got this fluff of fiber which is connected to the garments, you've got garments which is made out of tzemer, of wool, there's still from the weaving, there's still some fluff of the fiber which is still in the garment, and you like it, you're taking it off. That's makeb patish. To take fluff of fiber from the garment, that's makeb patish. This is a new halacha, and that is that by doing this by removing the fluff of fiber from the garments on Shabbos, wow, suddenly his jacket is. Wearable is even nicer now. Wow, suddenly this coat has got this fiber off. Wow, suddenly this bunch of things off the garment. Never forget about tearing and all that. It's not, you're just removing it without, it's just like, you're taking it off now. So now suddenly the garment has improved. And therefore you're over on a melacha of makeh, bepatish, which as the Mishnah Berurah puts, and this is kol ha'oseh dovar, anybody who does anything, shalideze nigmar ha'melacha, you've completed the melacha by doing so, chayim shemakeh bepatish, chayim on the melacha of makeh, bepatish, the final hammer blow, sheken derech ha'omen, this is the ways of the expert workers, lehakos bepatish, to hit with this hammer, ha'ala kli on the item, achas shenigmar when it's finished, lehashvo isak memusos, so the makeh bepatish in In principle, what it is that you've got a keli, you've got a vessel, it's all formed and finished, and then you give one big bang to make it like to smoothen it out and to finish off. Was like the little bits that were sticking out? There was that little part that was a bit rough and not completely smooth. You give it that final bang that smoothens it and makes it completely in the right position exactly, completely the right shape. By doing that, you're doing a melacha deraisa of makeh, hitting pepatish with a hammer. Makeh pepatish. That is a final hammer blow, which is the chiyuv deraisa. So the Mishnah Berurah learns that whenever you're doing something which is the final completion of the melacha, you're over on makeh bepatish. And that's also in this case. You've got a suit, you've got a jacket, you've got a coat, and there's a little bit of fluff sticking around. You've got still something there. By removing that, oh wow, look at that trousers. Now it's perfect condition. Now it's finished. Now it's completed. You're over on issa deraisa of makeh bepatish. If you're not doing it because you're completing it, if it just came off because you're just busy with it, and something comes off, Shulchan Aruch says that is derech esek, it's a natural way of just of things falling off, and that will be, as the Mishnah Berurah says, as the Shulchan Aruch says, potu, which is no chiyuv deraisa in that. Rabbi said, to summarize what we learned this evening, B'sat Ishmael, we learned about the melacha of din kippui, nikui, v'kippur abgodim, v'shabasim, and shin beis. Shaking off wet clothing is also with the reisa. We spoke about if it's dirty, it's also, we learned there's an element of schita in that. And especially if it's wet, we learned if it's makpe, it's wet, and shaking it off is also. We learned that if it is just something which is on top of it, like the feathers, terribly muta, there's no issue involved in that. And finally, we learned about the fluff of fibre, which isn't in the garments, but by pulling that off, you're over on makpe, patish, the reisa. If it's the chesik, it's going to be pot.